G'day and welcome to Partakers. Welcome also to Monday and our Think Spot together.
As followers and disciples of Jesus Christ, we are commanded to count the cost of following him. That is how we carry our own cross for the sake of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ wants to be number one in the life of all those who claim and choose to follow him. Jesus Christ wants supremacy over everything in our lives, including family, friends, finances, and possessions. Alas, that's a cost too high for some. What have you given up in and as a result of your decision to follow Jesus? If indeed you are following Jesus. Making sacrifices to follow Jesus Christ is all part of the wow factor of Jesus Christ. Jesus demands that he is number one and supreme over everything else in your life. Yourself, your family, other people, and material goods including money and possessions. How is this done? This is done by consistently ensuring that your works and your words match your lifestyle and that no hypocrisy can be found or indeed will be found. It means standing up for God in the face of adversity and even ridicule. It means loving others even though they hate you. Just a couple of examples. Here in the UK, we are not systematically persecuted. We may be marginalized, ridiculed, and ignored, but some of our Christian family around the world daily face death simply because they chose to follow Jesus Christ. They are indeed carrying their cross for Jesus Christ. What about us in the UK? For example, if we as Christians were known by others outside the church, by our self-sacrificial love for all others, then the Jesus whom we claim to love, follow, worship, and adore would be seen. Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote this, "When Jesus Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die. Discipleship is not an offer that man makes to Jesus Christ, nor is it hero worship, but it is intimacy with Christ." Bonhoeffer knew that as a Christian, a person has to take up their own cross in following Jesus and count the cost of being a disciple of Jesus Christ. I ask again, have you counted the cost of following Jesus Christ? The Apostle John, 1 John chapter 3 and verse 16. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for others. Jesus told us to take up our own cross if we are to follow him as his follower and disciple. How is that possible? If we try to do that in our own strength and our own wisdom, we will fail. However, if we do that using the power and strength of the Holy Spirit within us, then we will succeed at following Jesus' command, listening to his voice. Are you, as a disciple of Jesus Christ, willing to take up your cross? What a difference that would make to the community where you live. Thanks for joining us on Partakers Think Spot. See you again real soon.